Hi everyone, this is Cooper, and this is Just Add Salt. This weekend, I went to the 30th anniversary of the premiere of Steel Magnolias with my friends Eric and Craig, and I had an aha moment at the movie theater. You know, that's so very Oprah to have an aha moment, and it's, you know, it's a movie that I have seen at least 100 times. I don't think that any gay man hasn't seen it a million times and hasn't thought which character you are. I fancy myself a Clarie, but I know that I'm actually really more of a Weeza. So, anyway, back to my aha moment. So we're sitting in this theater. We're at the AMC at North Park here in Dallas, and it was a packed house. And I'm not a big fan of movie theaters in general, and I prefer them to be empty. So I'll go to some of the ones that are the big cushy seats, and there's just not a lot of people there. But this one was, again, a sold-out, packed house, special event to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Steel Magnolias, which came out in 1989. So we're sitting in the theater, and like I said, I had an aha moment of the magic of going to the movies. I'd seen that movie 100, maybe hundreds of times, and I just had a very different experience this time. The music was much more powerful feeling. You saw so many more details when it was on the big screen, little facial expressions, little quirks, little reactions that I don't think I'd ever noticed before. And then also in the quiet moments of the movie, you picked up a lot more nuance and detail. There's actually a very specific scene that made me think about this. It was when Shelby is in the hospital after she'd gone into a coma, and you can hear in the background the doctor talking to Malin, her mother, about why she got sick, that they were on immunosuppression for her kidney transplant to reduce the risk of rejection of the kidney, and she developed an infection. I don't think I had ever heard that before in all of the times that I've seen the movie. There were also a couple of scenes that were so powerful. I mean, obviously when Shelby starts to die, I cry every time. And when they turn off the life support system, and then that funeral scene, I cry every time. But it was a hard cry this time. It was one of those big, ugly cries. And the whole theater, and it was almost comical. I mean, the sniffling and sobbing that was going on around us, it just really amplified it. But there was one scene in particular. So there's that funeral scene where they have the funeral, and then Malin is standing at the casket, and all of her friends are headed home, and then they one by one turn around and see that she is standing in this gorgeous Louisiana cemetery at her daughter's casket. And that scene, I don't remember it being as long as it was, but it is so beautifully done and shot. And I don't think I've, like I said, I don't think I've experienced that before. And it was because of the magic of the movie theater. I am a convert. I thought it was just an amazing experience. And I think I want to see every movie in the movie theater now. And especially a packed house. I mean, it was great to see it with so many other people and sharing a common experience. And, you know, this one may have been amplified a little bit because it was the 30th anniversary. Everyone in that movie theater loved the movie, loved it so much that they wanted to celebrate its anniversary. And there were groups of gays like us. There were groups of women, mostly women actually, who had come together in sisterhood. Many of them had probably had lunch before and some drinks and were hanging out. There was one group of about 10 women who were there who all had t-shirts that had different quotes on it, and they asked us to take a photo of them. And then they applauded after we took the photo. It was the funniest thing. So it was great. And again, an aha moment about the magic of going to the movies. So that's it. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening as always. Bye.